We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Nice evening. Nice day. Basically, everybody that's here is probably on the agenda for right now, so we'll go past the public comment. And we can move on to the agenda review if there's any items to be added.
Mayor, City Council, a few items I'd like to add to the agenda would be delinquent report and time off request for Sue and myself. Under consent agenda, unless there's any questions. Change order for Robert Avenue, which can be done under line item number 7. And updated claims list for August, which can be added to line item 11.
Anything else from the council?
I have something for public comments.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were here for what SEH. Sign in then, too, please. If
I did. Okay. Larry Mueller. I have a couple concerns. One is the apartments parking on Brad and David. Certain times, if you go down there, there's cars, they're parked right tight up against the stop sign. On Brad, and on David, they park right at the intersection where two cars can barely turn to get back on David. The curb is painted yellow. It's kind of old. It's not real visible, but I don't know, something's going to happen there. They're blocking the sight line. And I don't know if you want to, if you'd go by state law, I think it's 30 feet from a stop sign.
Could be.
For parking. You know, you're just about going to lose one parking stall. Because there is a problem there already for parking.
Well, we'll probably have to see once discussed and maybe have to talk to the apartment owner.
Yeah,
pass it on to the.
He realizes there's a problem. I residents. Talked to him last week when they fixed the sewer there.
Okay.
And I just. Council members drive by there sometime and take a look. Because the other. Last week when the garbage truck came, he couldn't even make the corner.
They're so tight to the.
Yeah, because the cars parked on. On David, we're right up to the intersection on both sides.
And well, theoretically, they could get a violation.
Yeah, you could. If you'd go by state law, you know, even if it's not even painted, the law says 30 feet.
Yeah.
So. But I don't know if council wants to look at something there.
Larry, are they close to a private driveway, too?
Yep.
Because there's a state line. I don't remember what the distance is, but you have to stay within so many feet away from a private driveway.
Yeah, on the south side of David, they're parking right up to the intersection, then they're right up to the driveway going into maybe Larry Benecke's old place.
So, yeah, I noticed it. So.
How about if we repaint the curb so that they know that it's yellow?
Yeah, I think painting curbs is a waste of money.
Well, and then you know, so that they know that it's there, and then notify the sheriff to make some rounds through there.
I think signs work better than paint, because paint you can't see in the winter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do something so that they know they can't do
it. Even if you paint it, maybe they'd get the hint, but I doubt it.
Pardon? Yeah. Well, that's something.
Or I can give a courtesy call to the apartment owner to let him know that if if it's not corrected, citations may be issued. I don't know what council's wishes are.
Is there ample enough space there in the parking lot to get on the side there?
No. You know, when them apartments were built, they were built for
seniors,
one car. Now you got people in apartments that got three vehicles.
Yeah.
And I don't even think we had an ordinance at that time how many parking slots you had to have per unit.
Probably not. But it's a good thing you brought it up. That's.
I didn't know Larry was bringing it up, but I was going to bring it up too, because I'm not so much the car that's parked up against the stop sign, because it's built through the stop sign. It's the car parked around the corner that can come through with a fire truck or something. You're going to hook that back in, because it's sitting right out there. Even with the vehicle, you got to swing way out to get around it.
Are they parking on the north or south side of David?
Both sides.
Both.
Actually, the problem one would be on the south side, because they kind of stay back a little bit because of
the driveway,
and they're just about sitting over the catch basin.
Yeah. It's okay when the milk cars are parked there, but the 9 or last night, or there was a bigger vehicle sitting there, I think.
And then I got on the city's decision on the fiber. I don't think the city made the right decision by not going with the county's fiber loop. I realize it's $20 to $25 a month more, but you got to look at the way that fiber is constructed. For one thing, it feeds two directions. If the line gets cut on that side of City Hall, it'll work going the other way. And you got to look at MediaCom. Most of their stuff is overhead in town. You get a storm, winter, summer, them lines are coming down. And I don't know if you're like what happened in the metro this past summer. When they start repairing them lines, they start at the where the most money is coming from. So if there would be something happen to east of us, we would be on the end of it because the population is that way. You know, you could lose internet service for 2-3 days. And, you know, going cheap route is not always the best.
Not something we can take up for advisement yet. It's not a real...
You know, public safety is another big thing, you know, with the fire department, the ambulance in town.
It's not a dead deal. It's just some of the things that they got to offer but never really told us yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just, that's why we're hanging.
You know, we did have to do some serious campaigning just to get it here to Hamburg. They were going to leave us out completely at the beginning.
I remember that.
And Dick, I think if you'd have on the council, then you'd had a nationwide alert out to your internet that the county's not taking care of the city of Hamburg. And then I read that you've got some upcoming budget meetings. And one thing we've hashed around for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer, is replacing our generator for the lift station. That thing's it's 30 plus years old. About 15 years ago we had problems with it. We had troubles getting parts for it at that time. It's a good thing our electrician, Rob's, knew where to round up some parts to patch it together. And I was just wondering when they're going to televise and clean the sewer lines that we had scheduled already back in March, hoping to do it when we could do it in the wet season so we could find where our infiltration is coming from.
That is on the agenda tonight, yes.
The contractor knew we had to do it. It was all easement work. So you can't use it for an excuse.
Well, we have a 3-year contract with
agreement,
should say.
But, you know, it would have been nice to have it done when it was wet so we could have seen what was happening.
I agree.
And I guess that's all I got.
All righty. Sorry, I thought you were here for when SEH comes.
Yeah.
No. What a deal. Anything else? Otherwise, I'll go back to the agenda review. Sorry, Larry. Other than what you had, anything else from the council? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda. If there's any questions, are those in the packet? Read all about it.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to Chief Draghi under the Fire Department report.
8 years. Scotty. Good evening. You said me, didn't you?
Pardon?
Me, right?
Yep.
Sign language here.
Good evening. First of all, we got Scott, firefighter Scott Collins here. He gave his notice of retirement on the fire department. So I think you guys have a plaque you want to give to him.
And we have to got it. Mr. Carls?
Yes, sir.
Would you join us up front here?
You can do that.
Have a little memento here. Certificate of recognition is awarded to Scott Carls for valuable contributions to the City of Hamburg for serving 28 years as a volunteer firefighter for the City of Hamburg. So, me and the council, we appreciate it. Thank you for your service.
No problem. Carry on.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep. Next, Fire Chiefs Convention will be coming up in Rochester. Myself, Justin Buckentine, and Adam Glander will be going there. It's in the middle of October. Training reimbursement.
Brad, is that the one that the mayor is going to also?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it got okayed. Yeah. Yeah. Right, Dick?
It got okayed.
Yes. The other thing is training reimbursement from the Minnesota Board of Firefighter Training and Education. We over-submitted $1,487, and we're getting that reimbursed now. So instead of $3,150 that we'll be getting an extra $1,487.48. So that'll be coming back into our coffers. National Night Out, I think, was well attended along with that. I had mentioned back in a earlier council meeting that Hamburg, Oregon American, Cologne, Paul and Noel from Oregon American got something together and started a bike helmet giveaway. All three towns put money towards it along with some other people. And we gave all our larger helmets away at night of National Night Out. We just got small and stuff, so we'll be attempting to get some more larger ones. Took people's names and things like that. So, and then the other thing is, in here we got a notice from the state auditor on our Relief Association reporting that we're behind. It's a common occurrence, and I brought President of the Relief, Gary Marquardt, here to explain why the paperwork person didn't get it in, and it's common with quite a few relief associations. So.
Marquardt?
Gary Marquardt. Hello. I'm not sure what you guys are looking for exactly. I'll just give you a summary of where we've been.
So the council knows.
First of all, I've been in this position 2 years. And that's about the same time we switched accountants from Drazen to Bonderhaar in New Ulm. And we did it for cost savings, substantial cost savings by going that route. And last year and this year, Bonderhaar has been late with the forms. Call him up, he goes, it's not a big deal, don't worry, we'll get him in. They have a June, July deadline, and he says, it won't affect your state aid, it's not a big issue, I'm working on them, they're all behind, you know. And I says, well, we still have a, you know, we'd like to be on time, we'd like to have a back on time.
Okay.
So, it's so to make sure he wasn't pulling my leg, and first he said to be due the end of July. They weren't. Now he said the end of August. He said next week they'll have them to me. So I did call the pension analyst, Michael Johnson, with the Office of State Auditor, and he actually confirmed what the accountant says. There's no penalty for being late. He says it will only affect us if we miss the November deadline, which then we would not be eligible for state aid, which is somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000. So that would be a drop dead. The council assured us that will never happen if we'd ever get that late. They said the other deadline is a September deadline. That just means we'd get our state aid earlier. So that's the situation now. And, you know, what we're going to do about it, we're not exactly sure. I don't like them being late. But when we went from Drazen to Bonderhaar, it was $3,800 or $4,000 savings per year. So at that rate, right now we're paying around $1,800, give or take, and it was $5,800. So we gotta be willing to work with Bonderhaar and have late notices. Although unless we miss that November deadline, it won't affect us. In the meantime, it's saving us $3,800 a year. Or we look around. We went with Bonderhaar because a lot of other people around this area and out south use it. Same reason, cost, same as everything. Unfortunately, it's going to be late. And I got a feeling that's where Dick and I went and met with him to make sure we get all the statements this year. I think that's the way it's going to be. And the other one is to look into some other option, you know, which, yeah, I've heard of ERA. I don't know anything about it. But that's where we stand with this situation right now. I'm out of trouble, and I've been in contact, like I said, with the state and the
it's just the idea, you know, to be on time. We don't get this title that, oh, geez, they're late again. You know.
But the other part is, we aren't the only ones.
Right, I agree.
So, I mean, if we're the only one, that's a problem.
That was confirmed by Michael Johnson.
Yeah, I agree there.
This is not an uncommon situation. We don't like it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. I don't like it.
Being an uncommon or common doesn't mean it's right.
That's correct. Yeah.
No, but also it's saving us $3,800.
This is
that
true.
Isn't hurting us, but I don't like the line part of when they say it'll be in by the end of July, and now he calls and asks and says it'll be in by the end of August. Well, that's not acceptable. Sure.
Well, one benefit too, they're going to skip every other year for us to. It depends how much dollars you have in your fund. If you're on a certain threshold above, then it's an audit every year. If it's this threshold and below, then it's every other year. So that was for the fact to save some of the smaller departments money, because they're forking out a lot of cash every year for an audit that. Now they can go every 2 years. So I'll give them credit for the state for doing that.
But you've got it okay. You're going to get it next week, you said. Or, I mean, everything, right?
Well, that's the word. Huh?
That was what they okayed, or
that's the word.
I'm sending you a check tomorrow.
That's the check's in the mail.
What check?
Okay, he's told me this the month before that. You know, I can ride him. I think we went through the same thing last year. He did get it in time, and it looks like it's going to be the same thing this year. You know, our options are to work with him, or, you know, and I'm not saying we're not going to look around and see what other options are out there. But right now, with that cost savings of $3,800 a year, that's big. You know, if we get a $7,000 state aid and we give away, you know, over half of it.
All you can do is stay on top of it and keep track of it, right?
That's what I do. I email him and call him on a regular basis.
Just so you guys are aware, I get CC'd on anything you get.
Yeah.
And I've also, you know, kind of forwarded this email to him and had asked if these reports have been done yet, and I never got word back from him.
No.
Because I need a copy of the reports too, but when I have the city audit, I have to have that on hand.
Yeah, the email has been real successful. I've even had to. He first sends his secretary on me, and then I tell her that I can't have that. I got to have a better answer. So I got to wait to talk to him. But.
I know. It's just, you know, you get the letters from the state, and we know the circumstances from last year. But
if we were to miss the November deadline, what recourse do we have against him?
That I don't know.
Maybe something we want to explore, because I don't want to.
I think if we don't have it by September, heck, by the end of this month, you should be looking at someone else to.
I'll put it this way: if he doesn't have them done, and everybody loses their getting their early money, he ain't gonna have a job.
He'll be on his doorstep.
Stuff will be out, or he does a lot of them, I guess. So.
Well, at least you presented what you knew, so that way the council knows what's happening and the circumstances around it, how he proceeds.
Gary, what are the other departments that are experiencing the same thing? What are they doing? Are they looking around for somebody else, or they keep calling him?
He has a lot of repeat business. They just put up the, like I say, you talk to Michael Johnson, you know, and he says it's not uncommon. He says we'd like them in. We want them in, so they review to make sure we qualify. Mm-hmm. Then if there isn't anything right, they give us time to correct it. And at that time, so we get our state aid. These people, they're trying to get us our state aid. We just got to get our information.
Until somebody starts putting a penalty on it, it ain't going to quit.
Pardon?
Until somebody starts putting a penalty on it, it won't quit.
He probably knows the game.
Well, yeah.
Well, he says it right out. There's nothing they're going to do about it.
That's why he can take on more, get in more income. And
I'm sure after taxes, and he has so much time to get everything else done.
Well, I know you'll keep after him. Yeah. If there's a problem, we know where to find him.
I do. I won't let up that we're going to get that done. Anything else?
Anything else for Gary? Otherwise.
Thank you.
Last thing I had talked on that Donald Street project, right?
Robert.
I thought there was an old hydrant by Carol Stockman, but that isn't. So unless we want to do a different hydrant, I had Larry stay here. There's one down by the mill that could be done. The one by the Parkside Bar Alley there, that's one, but it would also take about, you know, replacing blacktop, curb, roughly about $9,000 you could figure to replace one. So it's entirely up to you guys. I think I counted 7 of them that need to be replaced yet at some point, but we've replaced the easy ones, so. It's not only that they're on 4-inch lines or 6-inch lines. When you have ISO, they want the modern hookups to them. They don't care that it's on a 4 or 6-inch, but, you know.
There was some talk last meeting. Is there a new top?
I think those were all replaced already that could be changed.
Okay.
I don't think any of the ones left. I think the last one that top could be changed was by Gene Seward and Erna Panning. The rest of the tops couldn't be changed.
It doesn't pay to change the tops, put a steamer nozzle on it, as long as you only got a 4-inch line feeding the hydrant. What you're going to do is cause a problem by drawing too much water.
You have a tendency of hooking an engine to it that'll suck the too fast.
Yeah, you'll start collapsing some pipe. There's two, like Brad said, there's two hydrants that possibly could be done. One up by the bar. I don't know where the property line is on the Tamer property on the corner lot. You could put a new one in there along that 6-inch line in the alley if we could stay in the right way. I don't know if we can stay in the right way. See if we put all that new sidewalk and apron in the alley. We might lose that. Get kind of spend.
True.
And then going down to Sandy Jones. With the 87th Street project, I don't know why they didn't change that hydrant off. They hooked onto that line. 4-inch line coming on the alleyway. Put a new hydrant on. And you know, we could pull it down there and put it on the other side of the alley in a 4x5 grams. Or not grams,
grams.
Across from the feet.
Okay.
So it's up to you if you want to change them or not. It's 9,000 more, maybe. Other than that, nothing else.
Anything for Chief Drake at this point? Any questions?
The only thing I have is in this resurfacing of Robert Avenue, was there a hydrant that was going to be changed as part of that project?
No.
Okay, so there's.
No.
Anything else? Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Brad.
We'll move on. Diana, Hamburg Lions Club.
Thank you for allowing me to give this presentation tonight. But before I start, I'm going to set the stage a little bit as to why I'm asking permission to do this. As you know, or may not know, every year the Lions International President chooses a project that he or she would like all the Lions clubs throughout the world to participate in. And as you remember, a couple years ago, it was tree planting, and thus the Hamburg Lions planted trees into the park. And that was our president, Tam. Last year, our international president, Wayne Madden, his goal was to help eradicate illiteracy. Well, we know that's probably not going to happen totally, but he wanted all of the Lions clubs throughout the world to take up projects concerning reading. So the Hamburg Lions did quite a few projects last year. We donated money to the Reading Corps program at Norwood. We sent Lions members over there to read to the children. We had a Lions member or two of them go out to Emmanuel School a couple times a week and let the children read to them. And we distributed dictionaries to all the third graders at Emmanuel School. And we also sponsored a book that was given out to all of the first graders in District 108. So that was our way of helping with this reading program. We found out at the end of last year that they are going to extend this reading program for another 9 years. Mm-hmm. So we need to come up with some new ideas on how our Lions Club is going to help fulfill that mission. And I am here to ask permission to build a library in Hamburg. Now, before you think I'm absolutely crazy,
well, I know where you're going.
I would love to pass out this information. It's all sorted into packets here. I'll let you know a little bit about this project. And how I came up with it, actually, is because I saw the article in the Gold Miner, in the June edition of the Gold Miner, talking about one of these little free libraries. And you all have a copy of this in your packet. And this little free library was actually one of the founders built this little library as a tribute to his mother. And what he did was he had placed it in his front yard and supplied books for it. And the only stipulation for this little free library is if you take a book out, you have to put a book in. It's free. It's absolutely free. And so what it is doing, it's promoting community, for one thing, but it's also giving people a chance to come and see who put a new book in, or not who, but what new book is there that I could maybe take out and read. And when you're through reading a book, you would put a book back in. And so there will be children's books and adult books, and of course we will. The organization, the Little Free Library organization, in fact, if you do give me permission to pursue this, I actually have to get permission from the Little Free Library Association, too. They don't just, you can't just put one of these up and call it a Little Free Library. They all have to be documented. Their goal was to put up 5,000 of these around the world, and they've already exceeded that. There is a library like this in Waconia, and there is one in Cologne already. In fact, the Hendel family, where the young boy last year committed suicide, they have put one of these up in their yard as a tribute to their son. And being they're going to be all over the world, I think Hamburg should have one. As you can see, it'll be, we've got crafty people in our Lions Club to help build this us. And I personally would like to have it at the park. I think that would be the best place for us to put it as a gathering place, you know, where people could, they're going over to the playground equipment, maybe the kids could stop in to see if there's a book in there they could take out to read. Of course, you would get to choose where in the park it would go. But I can't go any further with this until you give me permission to do it.
I think it's a heck of an idea, Diana. My only concern is, you know, look what they did to the memorial out there. Are we going to have a problem with vandalism at this? Is there a better place to put it? What's the history with Northern Young America? Cologne, have they had any problems with vandalism of theirs?
Well, the one in Cologne is at a person's house.
Okay.
And I believe this picture where you have of this Cass Wagner,
mm-hmm.
Just reading this article, it is also at her house. So it's not on public property.
I think if it's by somebody's house, that's going to make it somewhat more immune than if it's sitting down there in the middle of, you know, by the duck pond or whatever. So I think it's a good idea. But that's, you know, the only concern I would have is the visitor going there and trashing.
Now, the park is a much better place for it because it's a high traffic area. The one in Cologne is by a house, but it's actually by the community garden across from the lake. And I've seen one in South Minneapolis by the hospital I work with. It doesn't look like they have any problem with that either. I don't think there's going to be a problem with vandalism with this thing. The thing with the memorial, I believe, was some punks that wanted a, you know, just a single time type thing. I don't think it's going to happen anymore. Oh, it's been three times now?
Three times, yeah.
I don't think that somebody's going to mess with a little library down there, but that's just my opinion. I think the park is a much better place for it than anywhere else, only because that's the highest traffic area that we have in the city, apart from here and or the community hall.
Now, the Lions would maintain it? And
Yeah. Actually, when I, just from reading this material in here, it says to protect the Little Free Library name and quality of the libraries themselves, the name is registered trademark, and you have to make sure that you read and agree to the terms of the products in it. And I think that as I've read through this, they even, I would, the reason I took this on as a project because last year I was the Lions president, and when Wayne Madden came out with the literacy program. So I asked permission from the Lions Club if I would stay on it and pursue this for another year. And I think that they will even, they will have us monitor what kind of books are in there. So I would actually have to go check what kind of the contents. You mean you don't want X-rated books in there. So you would have to, I mean, I would be checking it to make sure that the quality of the books in there is something that we would want. I mean, we certainly don't want trash put in there. And I'm almost thinking that it's probably going to be more children's books than anything. I really do.
Yeah, especially if it's going to be down that.
Yeah, yeah.
Play. Or it depends where, if we grant it, where it would be located.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of based on an honor system?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we have nothing to say about it. We just, there will be a sign on it that says it's the Little Free Library, and then that if you take a book out, we want you to replace it with a book. So that the books are changing all the time, which makes people want to go to it to see what book is there. I think you're going to see these popping up all over Carver County. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's a good idea. There's nothing wrong. I think what we should do is, I would probably recommend that the council approve them going ahead with it, and then I would probably say either myself and one of the council and the Lions members to find a good spot, what we think is the best for, you know, access and visibility. You know, you don't want to hide it behind a tree, and you know, so that's just my recommendation. Any comments?
No, I think it's a good idea.
I move to accept it. Go for it.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve the Hamburg Lions Club with going ahead with the Little Free Library. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
I guess I will kind of be along with Dick, and then we'll, I mean, you get...
And until I actually go on the, make contact with these people and get their permission,
right.
I have to have their permission also to put one up, then, and it probably won't even happen till spring because, of course, we have to build it.
Right.
You know, and, you know.
Roughly how...
The direct...
Are
the
on here?
Yeah, aren't the...
Maybe I just missed it.
Well, if you look on the page where the gentleman is standing with the picture, it's on the third page. It tells you the materials that are needed. It says a half a sheet of 5/8 inch exterior plywood for the walls and some... we actually have a... I don't have it in your packet here, but they actually gave us the pattern and everything for it.
So they're pretty much all uniform.
Yeah, they want them to be pretty much so the same size. And then Pat Hegseth, one of our Lions members, works for Great Plains Woodwork, Lumber, what is it?
Great Plains, is it Millwork or something?
Millwork. And he offered me this weekend to that their company would donate the wood for it. So that's even better yet.
So, Dan, it's actually on this page right here, in the Laura corner. It's, the dimensions are 20 inches wide by 15 inches deep by 18 inches high.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Okay. Okay. It's not going to be an ugly thing. We're going to make it very, very nice looking, and we will have a Lions logo on it, of course, you know, to make everyone aware that it was one of our projects, and we're not going to put up junk.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Since here, our first little libraries are roughly 20 wide by 15 deep by 18 high.
They're very little.
Yeah, it looks like a big birdhouse, basically.
Yeah.
All right, well,
okay.
I guess
thank
keep
you.
Us posted,
excellent.
And we'll go from there. Thank you. All right. We will move on. Number 7. We were expecting a representative from our engineering firm, SEH. But
I did receive an email from Justin Black, and he had stated that Mr. Rodeberg is still returning from a trip from Canada, and unfortunately won't be able to attend tonight. And he had prior engagements this evening, so Mr. Black was unable to make it tonight either. But I did talk to him and go over the exchange order to make sure everything was correct, what we discussed at the last meeting. If you look at the change order, basically about $12,462.50 of items were deleted. That was basically mostly due to the deletion of the drain tile on the south side of the street. And then the additional things that would be adding in would be for adding back in for the north side for the tile line.
I don't know if Larry left, but there is actually a part of some drain tile already in on the south side.
By Anna May.
By Anna May. So.
So basically, you know, if you look at what we previously had, you know, we had a base bid of $68,485 from Mueller's that we accepted. With these changes, with the change order, it come to a total of $67,332.50. So that's actually lower than the base bid. If we were to do the tile line. So with the addition of the tile line, we still came in cheaper than the base bid. So now we'll be at a total of $67,332.50. Because the alternative to do the tile line estimate we received from Miller's was $16,112.50. Just some things I wanted to go over. I talked to Justin Black with SEH about hydrant, and he said roughly 7,000 to 9,000. If we wanted to pursue an hydrant, he says if we gave him the go-ahead tonight to do that, they would do that and get hard numbers. And then they would do another change order, and that would be change order number 2. And we'd have that at the next council meeting. Then at that meeting, we could make a decision as to whether we wanted to go with the change order with the addition of the hydrant based on the numbers that they would present.
Well, here's this was running through my mind here. I looked at which is coming up here. Basically, our proposed LGA for next year, which shows a increase. Now, we're paying for this anyway, this project.
Yeah, and if you want to go over some numbers real quick.
But my theory here, between, say, doing it this year or next year when we got a little extra money, it's not part of Robert Avenue. We could do it any time.
Right.
Money-wise, it's not saving nothing, probably.
I don't think so, because we probably aren't going to be dealing with Robert Avenue, where we'd be cutting it out and maybe having a cost savings there or
right.
That type. We're probably not going to have a cost savings.
So that was my thinking. Apply some of that LGA money.
Next year,
we could maybe do 2 because it added, you know, what was proposed. Or is that, do I read proposed, or that's what they came up with their formula?
That's
what we're supposed to get.
That's what we're supposed to get.
You know. So that's my thinking, I mean, from this year to next year, it's been this long. This way we can cover our money, the project, a lot better without going into other funds to pull the money. So that's my thinking.
I'd probably be along them lines, because basically what we're looking at right now is we have $58,777 in LGA, which we basically set aside for street improvements, basically this project. We have another $15,000 left within the street budget. So that gives us $73,777 of monies that's budgeted specifically for street repairs. This project comes in at about $67,333, plus we've had roughly about $7,700 in engineering fees. So now this project comes in at roughly about $75,000.
The engineering fees is our hydrant.
No.
No, I mean,
that's...
Oh, yeah, would be pretty much, yeah. I was quite surprised on that. Them fees for just one street. I did double check with Mr. Black.
I see the
he
emails.
Did confirm it. I did have him write an email so I can forward it to council. So,
are you comfortable with his explanation, Jerry?
Yeah, I have no problems with it. I mean, it's within our means. You know, we got to make up a few $1,300, but
I mean about his fees for doing it.
Well, typically, like he said, in most projects we do, 10% is specifically set aside for engineering fees. In most projects we do. I guess I just thought it wouldn't be so bad because it's only one simple little street.
So if they do another change order, it's going to cost more.
It would probably be another whatever hourly.
Yeah.
Or they haven't come to another council.
Even if he was here tonight, that could have been another $200-$400 too.
Well, see, those fees, that's Jeremy and I talked about that briefly, and he mentioned he thought it was high, but you know, I have no idea how they're calculated. So Jeremy's happy with it.
Well, we're not happy, but we know
well,
how it goes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he figures it's legitimate, you know, I guess I don't have any problem with going along with it. It's a lot of money, but they do.
Roger, I know you came to ask a question to the fellow, but
yeah, is he going to be coming sometime? Or?
Apparently not tonight.
Won't be tonight.
Won't be tonight. The project will be going by the time.
I mean, some other time.
Yeah, I would.
Because I got to hook up my sump pump sometime, and that's got to be. I'll give you one explanation. It used to take the water on a heavy rain about a day and a half to get to my sump pump. And now I got that open manhole in the back and that tile on my backyard. When we had that 3 inches of rain, it took about 10 hours to get some foam run steady. So all they did is make the water come faster. And I'm not an engineer. I don't have a license. But I don't know how they pump water through a hole or a pipe that's full of holes. I mean, it's...
I know even in here it says half of it is, like half of it's got holes in it.
The one on close in my backyard got holes all the way around the pipe. And I argued that with how many years ago.
You're talking about the perforated pipe drain, right?
Yeah.
With the textile wrap.
Yeah. But you're putting on the street here, are you putting in the one with all the holes where the sump pump goes in, or are you putting the one where the holes are at 10 and 2? So you've got the bottom third of it, or two-thirds of the pipe where the water's running. So if somebody's going to pump the sump pump in there, mm-hmm. and it's going to go through all them holes you're pumping the water in the street.
Right.
So I've been putting them side drains in the streets for 40 years, and I've never put one in where the sump pump in that.
So you're saying just to have solid PVC, not have
the
half perforated?
The holes at 10 and 2.
You still have a trough with water.
No, you do. Only half of it is perforated, yeah. But he's saying you...
The top third yeah. got a line of holes. Yeah. On the top would be a 10 and 2. The bottom is solid pipe.
I guess that's... I don't know. That's beyond my field of experience.
Well, I know, but
I
talked to
I guess it'd be good
Roger
to hear.
And
I know how many years ago, when when they put the street in by me, I wanted to put in the street so we could hook our sump pumps in. He talked to council a lot of it. He says you can't do that. It runs water into the street. About a month later, I was working on a project in Broughton that they had the engineering, and here they were putting the street. That tile in that I brought up, they changed it. Instead of putting the tile with the perforated holes all around, they put the solid pipe in. So if you ain't doing that street project, or if you're going to postpone it to next year, I'd sure as heck look into that. Otherwise, in the future, you're going to be putting another line in for the sump pump because they're going to be running out on the street. So for them, mine's still running out on the street. And he says it's supposed to run down the curb. Well, you know every section has got a crack in it. So the moisture's going right down in the street. And in front of my house, you can see it start getting alligator cracks because that's where my sump pump runs. But I ain't going to pump it to the backyard and have it run back into my sump pump hole and just keep circulating.
Yeah. The project is supposed to go, it's planned for this fall.
I don't know what time he's got. I wasn't here with him.
Well, that's why I wish the fellow would have been here tonight, because I was under the assumption he was when we talked. Well, I didn't know it until Jeremy told me when I sat down.
Until noon when I got the email.
If they're going to put a tube pile, there's no sense to that. You know, if they're going to put a separate one in for some pump, which you're going to have to sometime in the future anyway. You go to Victoria and all those towns that put them in later, you know, that put them behind the curb, they all want to sell a plastic with the holes on the top. I know I was here last year, 2 years ago, when that come in, and the guy said, well, it works at a fuel tile. Yeah, a fuel tile you got set at 3 feet deep, all you want is the water off the top 3 feet. The fuel tile, or that tile back there, you can suck the water up from 6 feet down in the ground where some pumps are to run in there. I think it was just a poor engineering design. And I caught it when they put it, were putting it in, but they said it was too late then. That's what it was. So.
Well, that's some good information to run across it.
But I'm stuck with my cell phone now, and I want to run it to the back. And I'm going to spend about $500, and I'm afraid all I'm going to do is make my cell phone run constantly.
Have you heard, Dick, of anybody that has hooked up back there had any issues?
Well, Willie hooked up his up last year. I don't know what happened, but it run into the catch basin back there, and it froze up. The last winter, at some point, the line froze up, and the water came back into the valley.
Well, right there is a high water table, because ours, some pump runs very regular.
That whole area back in there, a lot of them run.
And my Gene's now hooked into that tile already. I think he's the only one that's hooked into that tile.
Who?
Gene. He didn't have a sump pump before, you know, hooked into that. And when he redone his sewer tile, and Henning put an outside sump in the pipe on going in, and I had a, when they put the pipe in, I had a lead come to my property, so I don't have to go into what I'm calling property. Even there's an easement there. They put the tap in for mine or whatever.
Okay.
Connected in for mine, so all I had to go there. And I got a guy up on to come and do it. You know. I'm just very spending $700 to put the pipe in and just have the water circulate.
Well, that's good info, because you work with it. We don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I thought he was going to be here. I didn't want to bring it up. You know.
Well, that's why I was glad you were going to come.
I don't know why I can do that much. If I don't want the water in front of my house, I was pushing because Gary's running. Well, Gary's hooked up too. But Gary's and Tommy's come down in front of my house. And mine and my neighbor, he's very about hooking up.
Well, yeah, see, the one part is for get the water away behind the curb.
right.
Tap in.
And it was kind of a two-for-one.
The way we've done them, Morris has come when we've done the street and put the tile right along in front of the curb, and then they come along the curb and they put a pipe up for people to hook their sump pumps in. And they got a cap on with it. It's a special cap. It's got a metal made inside the plastic, so you can put it on and below the ground. So if you got a problem, you can open each one up and get in with a line to make sure they're open.
Yeah.
Well, I know the street that you're putting it on has a moisture problem in the street. But you can see it in the blacktop.
That was from the word go back there, wet.
That so. Fabric put on too, didn't it?
Huh?
That street had fabric put on too, didn't it? Or did it?
Second time?
When they put that on, their inspector that time was sitting by the bank reading the newspaper and picked up the tickets. They put fabric from John Trivish back and in there. And was the Valley done that? Or? Hard to ask that. I can't remember which line my was, wherever they were. They backed their low boys in there. The fabric was curled up where the tire tracks were, making sumps. So all that was doing was holding water. And then in spring, Miller's come, I think Mike Buckentine run the blade. They went in there and hooked that all. I don't think there's no good fabric in that street anymore. No, they got fabric in the street where I'm on. They put that in the second time. Now, there was another thing, you know, Ami at that time said, you know, I wanted them just to remill it like we did on by William Panning over there. And put the street back in. He talked to council out of it because he couldn't have all that blacktop in with the gravel that was in the street. So I followed the trucks. They loaded it on the trucks, the city of Hamburg's gravel. They hauled it down the chart, they run it through the crusher and bought our own gravel back. I dumped it in the street with the blacktop and everything in it, they called it recycle. It was our own material, which put it on the ground up. I said, just grind it up on the street, you know where the bad spots are, check them. Most of them are on account of the blacktop that wore out, I think it was like 30 years old, and the moisture was going in it, so you get these alligator spots. You drive right after the rain and the sun comes, you can find them on the street because you see the hairline cracks are higher. And most of it comes when the water gets in from the top and damages it. When you go on Robert Street there, when the blacktop pops off the top, that's when the moisture's coming from the bottom. So, I wanted them to put drain tile in there and on our street there. Brad and Tommy said, I'll let you put water in. A month later, you were doing it in Brown.
Yeah. Well, Dick, I appreciate the information. I mean, it's.
Well, if he's going to be here, I'd like to talk to him and try it. Maybe he's got an answer how I can run water down a pipe that I'll hold.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we'll have somebody here next meeting.
Just to let me know when he comes, I'd like to talk to him because I'm going to hook mine up and I don't know if it, I always figured I was going to put dye in and if the dye comes back into my sump pump out of that tile, what I put in there,
you know,
then it's somebody's fault. Somebody's got to come up with the money.
Yeah. So. All right. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to have to give Roger a little credit. He doesn't have all the book smart education of engineers, but he works
that's
with
experience.
It and sees what it does. You know, I wish this John fellow would have been here because he would have had some good questions for him. What's,
well, we could have got answers to them.
Right. This kind of bothers me. Then.
So now, the problem we have, the big problem we have is we're already at August 13th.
Yeah.
I mean, we could hold another meeting the 27th. Like, my thought was if we we were going to consider a hydrant or weren't going to consider this change order to have set our budget meeting for one day, and then we could have a city council meeting to follow a budget workshop. That way we could address, you know, any issues from this meeting, which prime example would be this change order. I don't know. I guess I wish Brad was here to see if he was comfortable putting it off another 2 weeks.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. No, I can't speak for him, but I don't think so.
Because then the thing is, we could wait to approve this change order by getting them answers.
Yeah, I agree. See, I don't...
From the city engineer. Because, I mean, I don't know if the council fully understands why we discussed that kind of half and half piping there. It was kind of killed two birds with one stone. So that way we would be kind of be putting a tile line behind the curb, you know, for drainage, to keep water and moisture from getting in the street, and also serve the same purpose as for the sump pumps. So, you know, what his suggestion would be could be, you know, an added cost here by doing two separate type of...
Well, we're doing
pipings.
Big project in Delano. And they're like I said, there the pipe is put underneath and then with the stub in the back come up and around. And I don't see anything wrong with a plan like that. And one, I don't understand all these deletions. So they're going to eliminate 175 feet of curb that they're going to replace? Is that how I read this?
Yeah, so anything on the south side, they basically took out now. All the work they were going to do on the south side for the curb and for putting in the
driveway and,
you know,
the
fabric and all that. So that was all taken out from the south side of Robert.
All right.
You know, the north side was kept in.
I don't know. In my opinion, we didn't gain a whole lot of anything with line item 7 here tonight.
I guess this kind of, you know, answers some of the other questions we beckoned earlier about paying fees. I guess this is why you pay the engineering fees or have them here, you know, so they can answer.
We're no experts on this.
No, and I'm by far, you know, when it comes to streets, I guess I got to put my faith, you know, in the engineer. Yeah. Otherwise, why do that?
Well, you know, SEH has got their faults. Bolton and Menk have got their faults. I mean, it's, you can't single one out because it's all, I think they all go to the same school.
So these deletions, like remove the concrete curbs, and they're going to leave the curb there? Is that what that's saying?
On the south side.
South side, they're not going to touch that because they won't be doing the work on the south
side.
And
the driveway pavement?
Right, they don't have to disturb
it. They don't have to disturb anything there to put that tile in. So that's why they're just leaving the south side. Because we eliminated that portion of it, the drain tunnel.
That's that perforated pipe, right?
Yeah. You know, if one of us was an expert, we probably don't need an engineer, you know, hence the reason why.
There's nobody in town here to run for council that is one. They wouldn't probably do it anyway.
So if council not comfortable, what I would suggest is that then, you know, when we set budget workshops, that we also make a motion to hold a city council meeting to follow a budget workshop. So then that way in 2 weeks we'd be addressing change order and having someone from SEH here.
Table this for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd probably go along with that. Get some answers.
And like I said, I was under the assumption that even from last meeting somebody would be here.
Yeah.
You know, and I talked to Justin and when I talked to him yesterday, he had made it sound that John would make it. And then I got an email today that he would make it. Well, then someone else should be filling in.
You must have people. I would.
I mean, we're doing one project this year. They should be here.
I would kind of convey our disappointment.
And I will relay that. I will say some items came up. Council was not
people,
happy
residents
that a representative
here.
Was not here. I will make that clear.
Yep, do that. Well, I guess at this point we can move on then, because there's nothing else for category number 7. Am I right?
Yep.
Move on. Number 8, the whole city business. How's our NIMS training going?
I haven't found the time to do it yet, but I'm working on it. Hopefully after September, at least in the next couple of weeks, I should be, hopefully. I don't have 3 hours to put together to actually sit there in front of the computer and do it is the problem.
You and you, Dennis, you?
I guess I can just do it during the day.
Well, say it this way. We've talked about this since January or February. Luckily, nothing has happened for any kind of disasters. I'd really, if you're going to find the best way, see if you can get some of them done. I mean, otherwise it's going to be, I mean, we're in August. The year is dwindling down. So I won't say anything more on that. Tax forfeited lot?
Yeah, I know we talked about taking it off. So there's kind of some items they want from us. One, to approve the parcel for public auction. You know, basically parcel land is buildable. And then kind of the other thing would be is if we're looking to add these special assessments back onto that parcel. So these are some of the decisions we need to make. Doesn't have to be until September 17th. So we have, you know, one more meeting before we make that decision. So my suggestion would be that for the September meeting that we'd have to make a decision as to how we want to deal with that tax forfeited lot on Brad Street.
That's that piece of property that's really not buildable? That's what we were talking about last week?
It's building eligible, but it's limited to what can be built on the parcel.
Hmm.
You know, I see no objections on letting it go to public auction. I mean, we want it to sell. We want something to get on it and get it on the tax roll again. But the ultimate question is what do you want to do to get it to sell? Because one of the holdbacks would be them assessments, which are around, I think, $12,300. You know, and I don't know, does the city want to be eating $12,300-some in assessments?
Maybe we can go 50%. You know, get something.
Tell them they can sell it if they give us a fire hydrant.
then if you put whack and sack on that, that's $7,000.
Correct.
$35 each.
Right.
Plus the 12.
So, you know, one of the things you could do is waive the sack and pay, sack and whack. You could reduce the, I'm sure there's a number of things. So it's just something for council to think about and to come to next meeting what you feel we should do. And in the meantime, I'll talk to the county and see if I can kind of get something from them, what other cities have done in these type of situations, if they have anything they can throw us a bone on.
So they basically put this piece of property up for auction?
Yes.
But they don't start out with a bidding value of what the taxes are due on it?
Honestly, I don't know the process. I haven't been through the process.
I think they could.
But I know they have a value on it.
They could start there, but they won't get a bid for $12,000. I mean, it's...
Well, no, what they'd sell it for whatever the land value would go for, but then we have the right to certify the assessment back to that parcel. But we have to make the buyer aware of that.
Yeah. Is that going to discourage people?
You know what I mean? I don't know what they had that valued at, but I know the last one sold for like $3,000, and then the assessment. So still, you're getting a lot for $15,000. Isn't a bad deal. But then again, like you said, now if we had like second, we're up to 22, 23, limited into what I can build. You know, it's.
And is that the only thing they can do is build? Now there's, we talked about once maybe a modular home or a trailer house in there. We talked that can't happen, can it? It can't in town. Trailer house?
Not discriminate against that.
A trailer house?
Yeah.
You got your square footage now.
Right. Right. It'd have to meet setbacks.
There are certain requirements.
If that's about the
only thing. You can't specifically say that you can't bring a modular home in.
Modular home, but I mean a trailer house, 14 by 7.
I don't even think you can discriminate against that either.
I thought there was rules in town that
the requirements were so kind of designed.
As long as it's stamped, approved, meets Minnesota Building Code specs. I believe I can double check on this, but as long as it's basically what they call stamped, Minnesota Building Code approved, you can't say, no, we don't want that in there.
That makes sense.
You can't discriminate that way. You can get yourself in a lawsuit.
You can do a double wide or a modular. Those are both built to state specs. But a mobile home, I don't think it is.
Mobile home, you have to have it designated like a mobile home park.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I just didn't want a house sitting there with an axle sitting underneath.
But like a modular or double wide,
okay.
You can't.
Right. Yeah, you can, because those are built.
Can't discriminate against that. A trailer, I guess, there we might have some authority.
But a modular, you can't tell the difference on some of these new ones.
And I actually looked at a double wide just recently, and it's.
Is that considered wetland then?
Tell the difference.
Pardon?
Is that considered wetland?
No. There's no wetland delineation line there.
Yeah, it gets pretty wet back in there.
Wet in the ditch, or what's supposed to be the ditch.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a ditch.
Wetland was on the other side, but we got that delineated.
Yeah.
Well, council, come with some ideas so we can give the county some expectations what we could work with.
I'll make a note, throw some on listserv, see if other city, what other cities have done to sell tax forfeited lots.
All right. City assessment policy. It's also kind of one of these think.
Everyone I've talked to is against it. In fact, there were several profanity-laced tirades against it. Basically, the one gentleman said, we paid these streets 25 years ago, we're not paying for them again, and if you guys try to assess us, we're going to come down there with all the people in town and boycott you.
That won't happen.
And the streets won't get done.
And I wouldn't.
But I think you're right, too. Here's
the scenario you get into, and I kind of explained it to Mr. Odoms the other day. He stopped in and wanted to know, you know, kind of some background. The main reason is why I brought it up is because what you're starting to see is a pattern of cities assessing for mill and overlay. The city here has never had a policy for just a simple mill and overlay. But a prime example you get into, say you wanted to redo Jacob Street, all of Jacob Street. I can promise you that project is going to be more than the city can set aside by the time it needs to be done. So the problem is you're limited as to how you can finance a project as a city. So most go Chapter 429, okay, which allows you to get funding for street improvements. But in order to do that, you have to assess 20% minimum. So it's kind of a tug of war there that you kind of play. You know, either you save up the money yourself, you know, to be able to do the project, but then in order to get funding, you know, and you probably could do it in sections, but I mean, do you want to do it in blocks each year or and pay an extra $30,000? Yeah, And that's the situation you get into when you get a bigger project. Like now, what we've done now is smaller. We haven't even got into. You get into over the $100,000 threshold, you got to do bidding too. And ask for bids. They got public hearings and all that. It's a lot more work and added expense too. But the main my main thing is I mean we kind of have something that we've gone by, but we need to start thinking of you know future here. I mean if you get big projects, I mean yeah we're getting 70 some thousand in LGA aid, but I can promise you that ain't gonna cover Jacob Street.
Yeah. And what did you say, Jeremy, too about when a piece of property abuts two streets? You take the shortest,
longest.
You take the longer side.
Longest side.
I almost think we have to have two. Well, I don't even call it one assessment policy, because one is city policy, what we can pay for. It's like under the $100,000 threshold, and what we got the money for. And then. Other than when we run into the bigger project, like Norwood is talking, I think they're going, what, proposed 33%?
I think it's 33 is last I heard them discussing. I don't know if that's what they settled on, but
that's what I
that's what they were proposing.
So it's a 33% resident participation for them to fall under this, what is it, 429?
Like I said to Mr. Owens, he's going to argue it always.
Boils down to if it has to be done.
So, kind of, and as an example, what we're doing on Robert Street, that's considered what, a mill and overlay?
Yes. Yeah.
And what we did on Kim
same.
Was a.
Same mill
that was a mill and overlay.
Yeah. Yep. And the only thing we're doing different with Robert is we're adding the tile line in there, right? But that's storm sewer. And if you remember going through that project, you really can't assess storm sewer. There's no statute authority to assess storm sewer. So, you're kind of stuck city paying that. And that's why we set up the storm water utility fund anyways. So, for storm water improvements. You know, really the bottom line is you're limited to as how you can get financing as a city. I think that's probably your biggest problem.
Well, and I think, too, for some of the cities that are assessing mill and overlay and other things, they have abused their budgetary process and responsibilities and incorporated LGA into their operating budget and not their projects, which is something that we haven't done as of yet. And as long as I'm sitting here, I will definitely fight against
it. Typically have been designed for, you know, items so that way they get done. Line items, but my only concern is when we get into, you know, Jacob Street's getting to that point where you're going to have to do something. If you watch Jacob Street, you're starting to see a pothole, it's alligator everywhere, Sophia too. You know, and the idea there is it's cheaper to do 2-3 streets, right, than versus going block by block when you have the money. And then what, one, what's it look like? Two, how much extra cost have you incurred?
Our engineering fees.
So it's just, I'm just, you know, pointing out why I think cities are doing that, because they're doing kind of, and it's probably part of what Chris said too. I'm sure that's a big part of it too. And the other part, maybe with other cities too, is because they're doing these mass projects and they need the funding.
And the mill and overlay extends the life of the road by a significant amount. Versus just letting it wait till recon?
Well, you're getting ahead of it, yeah. And, well, mill and overlay, I mean, you got a new road. If you got a new...
If you got good base...
driving surface.
You know, if you got good base, you don't have water issues, you know, hot soils, all kinds of other things. If the base is good, the street should be good for another 20 years, I think. But that'd be something we can zing the engineer with next meeting. So hold that thought. You know, what kind of life would they expect to give us on a mill and overlay? You know, the big problem you get into is if you let it go and you ruin the soils, and the base, now you're at a major expense.
The whole thing up.
Yeah.
Now you're digging.
Now you're digging and replacing, compacting, yada, yada, yada. Who knows what other things you get in. You let it go too long, you let that soil go bad, and all of a sudden you got broken water mains and sewer issues.
Because right now we just assess for recons, right? We don't...
Pretty much, yeah. Mill and overlay we've never had.
Okay. When you assess a property owner, we know you figure the front of the house is the property, that street is mm-hmm. your street. So like Steve on the corner there, what's his name? Where he wouldn't even get assessed for that. Sophia. His front of his house is on
the long side of his property.
But you go by the front of the house, right?
The longest.
Longest side. So if this side on Jacob's longer than Sophia,
yeah,
we'd assess when we'd Jacob. You can change that, but you may not have a
what about
heavy camper if they get drilled with a double assessment.
What happens, say, like, don't want to use no names, but the only one is, say, Jerry Schmidt there. His house faces that way, but there's an alley, then there's another property there beside mine, you know, his garden.
Well, if it's another property, another description.
It's hooked to his. It's supposedly hooked to his, I guess.
Same PID number?
I don't know if it is. Is it two separate or
depends on your regular policy.
Well, we got to see
what separate policies.
How it is in the city.
Let's see his. Where's the park? Yeah. I got a little bike.
I don't see how you can have a joining land going through an alley.
Right here, this
landlocked
lot right here.
Almost
it belongs to this house right here.
You can get at it from Sophia.
Oh, that looks like it's two different lots.
So you can get it at it from another area.
And this is mine right there.
Armory.
What happens to this over here?
Pardon?
Armory.
What happens to
it
this?
It's under Maria, does it?
For the city.
Yeah,
how does that
go? Else has not his property. His property runs to Sophia.
So, like, what happens to the baseball?
Well, that's a vacant lot, so you'd have to kind of, you'd probably want to put something in there, either stating you are going to assess vacant lot or you're not going to assess a vacant lot. That's what you have to define.
So the ballpark is considered a vacant lot? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, ballpark is city. That's
yeah,
us.
City.
So then we would get assessed for that.
Yeah.
In essence.
Is that in the city limits, though? The city limit runs right there. Oh no, city limit goes behind the ballpark. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can debate this all night.
I guess, when the engineer comes out, I can get a better idea of mill and overlay versus mm-hmm. recon and what the cost difference structure is and blah, blah, blah.
Come with me one day and I'll show you the difference.
Okay.
It's a bumpy ride, but you can go along.
Right there is a problem, right there.
Okay. Pre-health screening?
Yes. I did talk to Ms. Molno with Ridgeview. I'm trying to set up some dates. And kind of what she has available now is if the council would like to do it. She has Monday, October 7th and Tuesday, October 8th from 4 to 7 on the 7th and 4 to 6:45 on the 8th. And then she also said we could do it and use it for fire department members also. So she could do that screening on before their meeting on October 28th. Now, if you wanted to do the full-blown pre-screening, then you'd have to fast. And I think, what did she have? Saturday, October 12th.
Starting at 6
a.m. So these are the dates she has available.
How long do you have to fast?
Oh, I think it's
all night. If you did need anything for eight that night, then the next morning you did that. On Saturday,
weekend.
Yeah. It's not like you have to go all weekend there.
Starting Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's one way they want to reduce your body mass here, as it says. So, you got the information?
So, what's council's thoughts? You want me to have her pencil in for now, Tuesday, October 8th? And then the 28th for fire department?
Is Tuesday, that's not a council meeting, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Did you talk with Brad? Is he interested in it?
I was hoping to catch him when he was here, but I should have put this under his.
We'll say it this way.
But
I can always call him tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll see what works with Brad. But that's all she had, though, for fire department, so it was just that. Was that Monday? So I'll tentatively, I'll schedule it for them 2 days, and then I can report back at next meeting. And then it looks like starting 4 to 6:45.
At what point do we have to set the next meeting? Do we have to, or can we just say that's our next meeting in 2 weeks? We don't have to have a formal decree, do we?
Well, just if we have a motion, then I'll post it just to be safe.
Should we do that now before...
We'll do it when we get tomorrow.
Okay.
But then when we set the budget, because I think we just do it all one night.
Okay.
We'll just have a couple items.
All right. Anything else? On our old city business, otherwise we're going to go to Public Works. Mr. Byerly.
Yes. Pavers are in. Door opens and closes.
Wonderful.
I guess I was here when Dan called this morning about Elfke about the community center repairs. He's going to be bringing out some samples for block.
Tonight yet?
No, sometime this week.
This week, I guess.
Oh.
But he said it's not going to match.
No, he says he can't find out tonight. Nobody could anyway. So my thought would be is if he could maybe match one of the other two types of brick that's already out there.
Well, is he planning on putting that whole section in new?
His bid wasn't done.
I think it was saw cut to where it
he made a mention in his message, right, that if you wanted to do the whole front,
his bid was to where it was
your guys' decision.
Maybe we'll have to go something unique, you know. Save what we can, and then mix in a couple oddballs.
He's gonna step them up. He's not just gonna make a saw cut.
Well, no, I don't know how you'd
right.
Take that. Yeah. You'd have yeah. to bust yeah. a bunch of them out.
But I'm saying, so he has to get a few different ones.
I think I'll talk to him about maybe trying to salvage them.
Yeah.
And then just like find the black color type ones.
Just something a little
mix and match, yeah. So it's not so. I don't know what else you can do. Otherwise, you're gonna have eight different types of block up.
Yeah.
A brick.
I'd say salvage what we can, and those that are ruined, mix in something close or a little pattern, whatever, and life will be good.
Put some ruins in there.
I don't care what.
We're all crazy, right?
Just don't make it a bullseye.
Huh?
Just don't make it a bullseye.
No bullseye.
That wouldn't bother me. You could plant some shrubs or a piece.
Well, you got to admit, you had darn good aim for what you did.
Yeah. Just don't do it again.
I have all the work.
Yeah. All right. So we'll wait for Mr. Elfke to...
So
maybe you can do it at night
when
somebody could show up.
He was just going to drop off like a brick sample type
face thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll holler or something.
So then, yeah.
See if I can come up here.
I'll shoot out an email. Everybody know when I got it.
All right. Continue.
Cleaning and televising. And I wish Larry was still here because I would argue the fact that he said we should do it in the spring when it's wet. Because my biggest thing is you're going through people's yards, you know, these easements. And I said all along to wait till it's dry.
I think what he was after, too, is when it's wet you could see if...
So when it's wet, then you're making a mess that you got to clean up.
Yeah, anyhow, regardless of whether dry.
And I've tried to call these guys.
When are they coming?
And I called the office too today, and I didn't even get an answer at the office. So nobody in the office.
I would be on them like flies on, you know.
Well, I think they need to be called daily till we get an answer.
I mean, this is stretching out. It's going to be fall.
Well, that's another thing. Larry said, I remember him saying it, it's better off to wait till fall. But he's no longer here, and I'll call
him. I don't remember that either, but I remember the spring part. But regardless, we haven't heard hide nor hair from him.
I'll keep after him.
Should be something, yeah, after him.
When did we sign that agreement? March? I have to look at that.
Probably at least.
Can you send him an email or something?
Like email said, is worthless.
I think they need to be called daily till we get an answer.
Yeah.
Because I've left him messages and he hasn't called me back. And I've asked him for a date or when he thought he was going to be here. So.
Well, keep calling and see if you can talk to a lifeline. Somebody's got to be there. Otherwise, how in hell can they be in business?
They're going to honor their contract.
Yeah. Well, keep after them.
Yep. I sit down with Jeremy today, and we did the first 13 on this loss of control recommendation letter. And he sent it.
So anything in red... I can forward you the email, but anything that was in red that needed to be completed, we addressed that, those issues, whether it's good enough for them or what. I told them that I would like to sit down with either Matt, who serves as a loss control consultant, or another consultant from their firm to discuss these items and the other items that they would like us to complete in order to keep our coverage, and also to sit down and discuss with them, you know, where we're at with our coverage. Are we going to get coverage or be denied coverage, or what do we have to do to get coverage? A month ago, right, probably after last council meeting, we talked with our loss control consultant.
Yep, I talked to him.
And what he told us to do was just to respond to the email they sent. I said, well, I'd like somebody to come out here and to discuss it with you.
Yep.
And I said, what was the response?
Thing.
Well, get
in
line.
I have 100 cities that I have to do this for.
Which,
how many?
100.
And I kind of told him, I said, well, I think it's kind of BS that, one, you want us to do these things, but nobody will come out and assist on these things when we're paying you.
Yeah.
And two, I said, I have a problem where I think you have 3 pages of things that we expect to do. I said, I'd like to buy a Mercedes too, but my checkbook don't allow it. You can't expect us to do all these things.
Well, it seems like they're being really picky.
I think insurance companies are getting ridiculous. They find more ways to get out of it.
Yeah.
But they find many ways to collect your money.
And raise premium. Yep.
I'm a bit frustrated with it because it's not like... It'd be different if we sat here and didn't do nothing, knowing the problems we have. We spent $1.2 million trying to correct this stinking problem in a little town of 550 people. So it's not like we haven't been doing anything. We put in the alarm system. We've been making the effort, so we should be getting the coverage.
And we should be getting the credit for doing it.
Exactly. So it's different than if we weren't doing nothing, then I can understand the 480 regulations, but it's just frustrating. So as soon as I get any word back from them, I'll keep the council in the loop on what's going on with that coverage.
And we did have one glitch one day. I don't remember if it was on, I don't remember what day it was, but that security system locked up somehow.
Didn't get locked up.
Locked up. They didn't get a, when it was supposed
they
to
did a test,
do a test.
And it didn't go through.
It didn't go through. They had a technician come out and basically unplugged it and plugged it back in, and then it worked. So he said, I wish I could tell you that he was here for an hour before he did it, but I wish I could tell you I did something spectacular. So he basically just unplugged it and plug it back in.
Sadly, that's a good fix for pretty much any piece of electronic equipment. Unplug it for 10 minutes. Yeah.
He showed me how to do it.
Just like your dish DVR.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to reset everything all the time.
Just the good thing is that they didn't get a signal when the phone not bought it came out.
Yeah. Well, it was a couple days. It wasn't the first day. I can't remember if it was on a Saturday or might have been a Saturday afternoon when I got that call.
Well, I guess now, next time that happens, just unplug it and tell them to retest.
Yeah,
I will. Is there a manual test button on your desk?
Didn't see one.
Of course, if you unplug it,
they're going to know.
It's on battery. They should know that, but if it's not communicating, they won't know that. I'll talk to Bob and ask about it.
Anything else that's pertaining to the Public Works Utilities Department?
I guess a few things I got. One, Larry brought up estimates for new generator, and that maybe that's something we should pursue. We're getting into the budget part of the season here.
How much was it the last time? It was spending.
Sure, it was spending, but I think we should get new estimates. That was a couple of years ago.
Wasn't there something Larry was talking, or somebody mentioned that they have a lot of them on rental, that they come back, that there's maybe a cost savings on one that probably doesn't have that many hours.
Like a rental car, same type of situation.
Yeah. Caterpillar down there just west of Shakopee.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that you could pick up a little bit of savings maybe.
We just had our generator checked over, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And it's okay?
Yep. No problems.
But that's where the water plant we're talking
about.
Yeah,
the new
sewer plant.
Yeah. Our talk for the lift station.
It would be nice to have that type down there.
I mean, it starts
but the old one wasn't checked.
No. I told Jeremy afterwards, should have.
Well, maybe you can get some quotes. Get the process started.
I must have called Kat the last time.
Well, even that, what is it, Cato generator? Yeah, they're big into that. Give them a call.
Yeah.
Cato, K-A-T-O.
They're not a bad Cato.
And then the other thing I'd ask would be, have you heard anything yet on the painting of the water tower? I mean, normally they've done it by now.
No, it's on schedule.
Or
this year.
We narrow it down a little bit. November?
I can't make these people come here. I
don't they have a clue? They must have some
clue. Well,
kind of
when plan. I talked to the guy, I didn't talk to our regular.
They should at least be able to
our regular. The guy that takes care of Hamburg got this area. And he wasn't in, so I talked to somebody else. And I says, aren't we scheduled for a cleaning and painting? I said, well, let me look it up. And he goes, yep. And I said, well, are we scheduled? And he goes, nope. And I said, well, schedule us.
Well, there's another one.
Keep calling.
Keep him. After him.
Yeah. Speed dial.
We gotta have some answers.
Well, I'll see. Try to talk to Rich then.
And then also I had a resident come in that was not happy. I guess apparently we replaced their meter. What's the address? Do you remember?
Sophia.
Sophia on the corner of Sophia.
414.
But anyways, I guess it was Feltman's. And she came in and said that we were going to replace her curb stop. I knew nothing of it.
Well, they're not replacing her, just take the top off and.
So I don't know.
It's in the curb.
Could you not get on it? Or?
No, couldn't get the top off.
Okay. So that
it's in the curb. I know where it is.
But we should just check, see if we need to replace it. I kind of told her, I said, well, typically we wait till we have two or three of them to do, and then we do it at that time. But. She wasn't happy with the stormwater fee, didn't like the MBH fee.
she didn't like it that I had to change the water meter. And they had to move their fireplace.
And then asked why our rates were so high, so I spent 20 minutes with her explaining to her why our rates are so high due to federal regulations. And explained to her that we're not ripping her off. That we're basically charging enough money to collect to pay her debt. So I guess my question would be is, like on curb stops, if they're not working, and that's probably what, is that $1,000?
Oh, I can tell you that.
You know, it's not a cheap cost to replace curb stops.
And that's city responsibility?
Yep. Yeah. And even if we
technically
had
we own the curb stop.
That's the shut off period if you're talking about?
Yeah,
curb stop.
Yeah, shut off.
Well, it's like we had a fix by Ricky's over here. Wasn't that in their driveway?
Ricky's, we've done a number of them.
Isn't there about four that aren't working now?
There's at least two that aren't working.
Did the one get replaced at in the alley by Graham's?
Graham's is new.
Yeah, okay. That's operable.
It works.
That works.
Yep.
Okay.
I was on it.
Well, I guess if it's got to be fixed, it's got to be fixed.
So I guess there we should maybe just try to see if we can't get the cover off first, though. See if it works. It might even work.
Yeah.
Why is it got to be fixed?
I can't get the top off. Just to get the top off to get the key in. It sits in the curb.
Yeah, I know. What are we shutting it off for?
Well, we don't want to try it. I probably wouldn't try it. I'd probably stick the key in there and see if I can get the key on.
When they had to have their meter replaced.
Oh.
And I used that freeze kit and just froze the line.
Yeah. And I guess she states that you told her we were going to replace it this year.
No, I didn't say that.
The freeze kit costs $50 every time we rent it.
Cheaper than curb stop.
Yeah.
But we also get a lot of complaints.
Life isn't perfect.
Nope.
So is your meter leaking? Is that the problem?
No. It didn't work. That's why I had to change it. And they had a fireplace in front of the meter, and they had to move it. I couldn't put the meter in until they moved it. So
she was upset about that.
And
I said,
well,
we have an ordinance that you have to provide access to the water.
It sounds like she just wanted to, she just griping to be griping.
Yeah, she had a vent. Well, I guess C1's, if you can get that top off, and otherwise we got to go to step two. Anything else?
Just one last thing. I don't know if council meetings more, if I should address this at maybe else at the meeting, but had a couple of residents come up and ask if you were allowed to smoke in city vehicles. And I believe we have a policy that no smoking in vehicles.
I'm not smoking in the city vehicle.
In which? In the city vehicles?
But I kind of asked if they put their name to something, and they didn't want to, so I don't know what it's worth then.
Yeah. I guess fire department can't, don't. So I guess if...
Other than that, that's all I have.
I just had one question to you. There was an email, or you forwarded something... Was it from the state or something, and some reporting?
Oh, yes, that'd be the annual evaluation on the reporting. It gives you a yearly summary of any possible violations where we weren't meeting water quality or reporting requirements. Yeah.
Okay, and we didn't do that?
Oh, we did do that. There were some things on there where reports are getting submitted.
Lately, or this is in the past, or
it's been quite common lately.
Is that big sheet where all the numbers are across that I'm supposed to sign at times?
You don't have to anymore.
DMR.
It's all supposed to be done online.
Because I know I wasn't called to come up and sign for a while. So I didn't know if that was eliminated or what this is cooking.
Yeah, because everything's done online now. What's your thing? I have no problem helping Dennis, but he has to take the time to do them with me.
I guess
remember
this
to get them done by the 22nd of the month.
I guess that's kind of the same situation as with our accountant. You know, it should be done.
I don't know that we ever received a penalty, just like the other situation.
Yeah.
Dennis doesn't get a piece of paper that says he's received an award for excellency.
Nothing to hang over the hole in the wall, then. I guess I'd like it if we could get the reporting in line. I mean, that's just like
anything.
Just make it as a
habit.
Habit, yeah. Okay, anything else?
Dennis, how is your neck? Dennis apparently sustained an injury.
It's better than it was.
Pardon?
It's better than it was.
And have you filled out the proper paperwork yet?
No.
I think that's probably imperative to be done.
I was.
It says in his court, I can't make him fill it out again, the proper paperwork.
Actually, I'm not supposed to be the one that's filling it out.
You have to fill out the one report, and then I fill out another report.
Okay.
Don't put it on me.
It says right on the back of be done by the employer.
Well, I guess
you got to let me know if to file the report, though.
Got to be reported, yeah. But you only got so long.
See, I wasn't going to do this either. I was just going to pay for it with my own. And I talked to the guy, Matt Columbus, from the League of Minnesota Cities, and he said, turn it in.
And so
that's what I'm saying. You need to turn it in so I can do the report.
Yeah, what actually, just keep it up.
What actually happened?
I was mowing and hit a rut down at the park. And my neck cracked, and I said to myself, oh, this is going to hurt. And a couple of days later, it started hurting. I didn't go to the doctor right away. Finally went to the chiropractor, and that didn't work, so I went to the doctor.
Well, I know you mentioned that you had a pain in the neck, but
yeah,
I didn't know how it happened.
So after he told me that, I just haven't filled the paperwork out. I'm sorry.
I guess it only could have, what should I say, is protect you, you know, in the long run.
Well, yeah, I think the longer you wait, you know, the worse, you know, if something happens.
Well, he made a mistake and told me I had up to 2 years, so.
Well, I would get it filled out because Jeremy can't do anything. I'm sure he's, you know, he'd be happy to do it right away, but he's got to, you know, you got to make the first move and get the stuff to him.
All right, well, you know what that has to be. I know I'm educated again. Anything else you got for the council that we should know about or anything that's cooking?
No.
Anything else for Dennis? Otherwise, we move on. I guess just keep that phone in your hand and give some of these folks a call. We just can't. I just can't see how businesses work that way. All right, thanks. We'll move on. City clerk, treasurer report.
Just to report, still no further update on County Road 50 detour for the closure of 25 in Sibley County. It sounds like they're kind of, I think I CC'd the council on the emails. So they're kind of running into some issues with DNR and Corps Engineer permits. And as soon as they get them permits and get things addressed through the permitting process, I know kind of getting me a schedule, but it kind of at least puts an end to know that they are still planning on going through with the project.
Well, it is going to be getting kind of late here soon, man. If they start ripping it up in October, is it going to be ripped up all through the winter when they decide that the snow starts flying? Or?
I don't know.
Do they have how long it's going to take to do that?
No, I don't have no. I'd have to look back, see if they ever provide any info, but I can check on that.
No, I mean,
on a timetable. Like
2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks. Or
this is different than the current detour that's out there?
Right. Yes, it is.
This one is an effective entry. The other one would bring them.
Yeah, they would sign it through town, but this is just for Green Isle, I think. They're doing some road work.
Arlington to Green Isle.
Yeah.
Well, that would be something, you know. They'd have to run County Road 50, go straight across, and go down into Green Isle that way if they got the other 25 block.
You can get to 25. Here.
Well, from the, you'd have to go across to the church and go to Green Isle that way.
No, you can go here and you can get to 25. It's called 4 miles ahead.
Well, how far is...
By the New Yorker.
Oh. And they got it here? The
no, it's not through town here yet.
No, I mean the other one.
Yeah, because they can't get to 15.
Oh.
You know, to cut across to
okay.
9. So that's why they're running them 50 and over. But a lot of them are getting smart because that traffic that usually goes on 5 and 25 here is going to 212 anyhow. So they're shooting right down from Arlington straight to 212 by Glencoe.
Oh.
You know, they aren't making this jog and then...
Yeah, because I haven't noticed an increase in traffic during the day anyways coming into town.
Because I was out in that area today, so I've seen all the traffic. I just...
212 is bad.
Oh. Well, there's all kinds of commotion around here with 212 and that. And, you got to love it.
Time of year.
All right.
2004 budget workshop meetings. We're getting that time of year again. So look at probably holding two meetings before we hold a final meeting on our September meeting. For those that are new, for the proposed budget, basically what we have to do is kind of start our budget process. And we have to get our proposed tax levy to the county by September 15th of every year. And in order to do that, you know, of course we have to do the budget to set what we need to collect in property taxes. And so the biggest thing, usually what I tell council is at that time we can set a higher tax levy at that time. So when we get to the final levy, we can't go any higher than what we proposed. We can go lower than what we proposed in September. But when we get to the final levy, which we'll set in probably December, at that time we can lower it, but we can't make it any higher than what we propose.
Supposed best to shoot high.
Yeah. So we usually do add a little bit to it, so that way if something unforeseen happens from now when we set our final, we can cover ourselves. So I guess what I'm looking for is some dates here, what works for everybody. Last week in August, that's typically when we do it, and then the first week in September, and then the council meeting, we finalize it.
So the 27th would be a Tuesday. 26th is a Monday, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Mondays are...
No good?
Well, they'll have a fire meeting in here, too, then. Probably the last one.
Correct.
It'd probably go on a Tuesday.
27th won't sound bad.
27th is...
That'll work.
27th?
Email a reminder, though.
Yes, I will.
Okay. What time does that usually start here?
7 o'clock work for everybody? Because I suppose, Dave, you're still working late hours, aren't you?
Gosh, we'll work till whenever. Question, are we going to have a meeting after that then as to...
You know, or we can do vice versa. We could either hold council meeting...
I think we'll get to a meeting, council meeting first.
Okay.
Anyway, if there's people that want to come in, get them in and out... Because otherwise we don't really have a specific time to adjourn from one and go to the next and back and forth.
So then I can just
get...
I can make it a line item on the agenda.
On a real short agenda.
Yeah.
You basically, Jeremy, just make a suggested thing and then we kind of discuss it as how these budget meetings work?
Yeah, typically what I'll do is I'll get you something Friday before the meeting. So you can go over it, and then I kind of go through it And then we discuss, you know, basically items where we think, you know, a lot of it's guessing at this point because we don't have a lot of rates for next year. And I usually have a decent handle on things.
So you got to basically outline that we...
By taking an average, I pretty much kind of have it spelled out.
Okay.
And then what we typically do, we've always had a wish list that we put together. So that way we can estimate on them items. And anything we think should be in the budget for next year, we throw it in there then. So then that way then I can figure out what we need to collect in taxes based on what our expenditures are and what revenues we have coming in. So. Yeah, so I guess maybe we should have a motion to hold a city council meeting on August 27th at 7 o'clock with the budget workshop to follow the city council meeting.
So be it.
Better.
Motion made and seconded to have an additional city council meeting on August 27th at 7 p.m. with the budget workshop to follow. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then, like I said, I'll deliver that Friday, so that'll kind of be the reminder of it. So, you know, I usually have a cover letter on there, August 27th, 7 o'clock, when the meeting is. So,
anything else?
September 3rd isn't going to work for Chris and I, because I think we're going to be having our Lion board meeting that day.
Good.
So if we could do the 4th or the 5th, that'd be better.
Okay.
What day is it? The 4th is a...
Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday, because you got Labor Day in there, too. That's the
Labor Day is Monday.
Oh,
then.
Right.
Okay, that's the 2nd.
And so we do Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I work Wednesday or Thursday.
Maybe go the following week, Tuesday? Or is that too late?
Well, then that's council meeting. We have to set it by then.
Well, there isn't much time between the 27th and the following week, then.
Unless we iron, you know, if we can iron everything out in that meeting and then at the council meeting, you know, we wouldn't have to have another one, but then we'd probably want to make sure we're kind of covering all bases.
You probably won't have a...
Like I say, you can always set it higher.
What are they talking about in September? That's that Tuesday? What day is that?
I believe it's the 10th. September 10th.
Our meeting, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Wednesday we were talking about?
That would be the 4th.
And when is Labor Day?
2nd.
2nd.
I'll try to get my Wednesday switched to work, but Monday I'll go to consume my flower. Monday and Thursday that week instead of Wednesday.
Should we tentatively set it then for the 4th?
September 4th at 7?
Yeah. Suppose we should have another motion?
Yeah, a motion to set budget workshop meeting for September 4th at 7 o'clock.
So be it.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for another budget workshop meeting on September 4th at 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the July claims. So those would be the added.
Yeah, so one thing before we jump into them real quick. I did confirmation of the waste management billing, and it was correct. I guess probably the thing where we... I guess you could say we shot ourselves in the foot with allowing tires. That was $591.50.
Memo to self, no tires next year.
Right. And then They didn't charge it for the dumpsters. It was just per pound, 26 cents per pound.
It's going to be $1,400, right?
Yep. You know, we did shoot ourselves in the foot because those tires, even if they're the big ones, there's places you can get rid of them between $3 and $5 a piece. So we've got...
Yeah. Like I said, that's where I think we shot ourselves in the foot.
We got harpoon.
You know, because they did tell us, no, we don't do tires. And then we wanted tires and...
We did learn something of that.
Got what we asked for, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Any other comments, questions on the added July claims?
Those background checks, there are three of them for $300 with the sheriff's office. Is that for firemen?
No, they would be. They would have been for liquor background checks, okay. And that's basically recouped in the Lions, and we bill that back to the Lions Club and baseball club, and then that's kind of part of the fees we collect for the other.
And
for the,
I heard that the Parkside no longer has an off-sale license. Is that correct?
No, they got it. It just took them a little.
It just was a day or two late.
Okay. And then this, the building inspection fees, who did they inspect or what did they inspect for 346?
That'd be numerous, whatever they had for building permits.
I mean, it's like new construction or additions or something?
Yeah, windows.
Yeah,
okay.
Anything, roofing, windows, whatever it was for that month.
All right. Do you need a motion for that? Or?
For the additional for July claims for approval.
So move.
Yeah, so it'd be the three ATCH payments and check 16321 and check 16324 to 16337 for a total of 96,690.05.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the three ATCH payments and check numbers 16321 and 16324 to 16337 for a dollar amount of $96,690.05. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the August claims, if there's any questions.
One thing I got would be for you, Mr. Moltz, would be the for the State Fire Chiefs Association, then. Do we need to do anything for you, then, on that?
If there is, I'll get that handled myself.
Okay.
It's only $25.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't missing.
If it is, I'll send it in, and then I'll just turn it in
for reimbursement.
The reimbursement.
Okay, that works for me.
I saw that charge of $1,504.82 for Rob's Electric for putting in that control panel for the lift station. And I stepped up here this afternoon and talked to Jeremy and also to Sue, and I thought that, you know, we had agreed that that was going to be like 3 hours at $125 an hour. So Sue very efficiently looked up the April minutes where the city council approved $80 an hour. But we haven't listened to the tape, and I don't even know if it's on there, whether or not we set a maximum for that or whatnot. I think it seems to me we bantered around 3 or 4 hours, because I was thinking like, okay, so this is going to cost us like around $500 or whatever. Then when we get a bill for three times that, you know, that really shot up our red flag. And so I guess I would like to withhold payment of that one until we can do some more research on that. Sue figured it out, and that's 14 hours just for labor. And I can't believe that those people were here for 2 days putting that panel in.
Well, material and labor.
Labor was $11.20, but it didn't list their hourly rate. If even we say it's $120, that's 10 hours. We say it was $80, which we were, I don't know if we got an exact number on that.
Are we possibly paying for the trips out here? Well, how many times?
That's what we'd have to kind of verify.
We should verify is right.
Yeah.
Because that's probably some of it. He made umpteen trips. What we needed, how to mount it, where Steve had to cut holes.
Well, I think the problem was with a lot of it is that recommendation came from the guy that built it. But there are a lot of issues with that stinking panel. So, and I know he came out one day and it started to rain, so they stopped, and he came out another day.
And I understand that, and that's, that I can accept, but I mean, something that's three times more than what we thought, and along those same lines, we had the same thing here with this, when Jeremy was trying to get his router and stuff set up. The minutes reflected that,
the council agreed to do whatever it takes to get our computers updated and working. I'm not sure those are exactly what our words were, but I think that was probably implied. And I think that we should, like we did with Brad when we were doing that thing with the dirt, Brad says, well, it's going to cost me, so much to push it around. All right, we'll authorize you up to $500. I think we have to set a limit. And if it's any more than what that limit is the council sets,
then it's got to go back to
the council. I just think that's good financial strategy.
Yeah.
Because, here we got a bill for, I understand the parts, but that's not even part of it. They were $400, and we got an individual listing for that, and that's fine. But, twice what we were planning for the expenditure for the labor, I guess that kind of concerns me a little bit.
Well, I guess let's get an explanation.
Yeah, try to get
break it down.
Detail on it.
Nothing wrong with that.
So we'll withhold that, too.
And so that's the only concern I have about the August claims, and if nobody else has any concerns, I'll move that we do that with the exception of the check for Rob's Electric.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the August claims list. At this point, deleting check number 16361 to get a little bit better explanation. For a total of $23,222.87. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Odoms.
You saw that Jeremy enclosed this flyer that I made that I sent out to about 12 or 15 different companies. We are now on the list with AT&T and also Verizon to have our water tower site considered. I filled out the necessary paperwork and documentation and sent that to them, and now it's just a waiting game. They may call us, they may not. But we got something going. Anyway.
That's
good. Yeah. I mean, I thought, Verizon and AT&T are two of the biggest ones, and they said, yeah. And
I think, isn't there something? Talks. I've heard rumors Verizon is looking to upgrade out here.
Yeah, they figured by the end of the year they wanted to.
And I actually talked twice to a guy from Verizon, told him what the situation was and such. I sent him the location of the water tower and the size of the lot and all that, so they want all that stuff. So they've got all the details. So I'm going to keep pounding that one.
Keep pounding them.
Keep talking. What's the deal on this house down on Park Avenue and William Street where it's got the car still on jack stands with no wheels, but the 10 trailer's gone? That's good.
Yeah, I heard of that, but he hasn't done enough of that. Yeah. So we'll be sending a CSO out to do a posting. And then I forgot that I was going to address that. Also with that, does the council want to take it to the next step where we want to send it to Carver County to have them prosecute it?
Yeah.
I mean, we will incur a cost for them for prosecution fees, but...
I think that's a good idea, but, should we give them one last shot and give them a letter?
Well, usually what we do is I send a friendly.
Yeah.
And then they get the CSO posting it with whatever ordinance says that they have to do it by. So then that way it's legit. Then we kind of follow the ordinance. But so that's what we'll probably
do. But you already did the first step of
yes,
telling
them. Yes, we've already sent the friendlies.
Okay. So I think, I agree
with
the mayor.
Some take care of their stuff, some don't. But then sometimes when the CSO comes, That gives him a little more authority than
now,
to take
do you
care
recall
of
that
issues.
His neighbor get one? Siebold? They got a car sitting there on jack stands. They got an all ATV sitting on jack stands.
Let's see, where's the listing? Well, where's the listing? You have it in here, right, Sam?
Kim.
I didn't see it on the list.
No, I didn't either.
Okay,
so let's add that to the list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, I assume?
Yeah, I know he's got the car on jack. I didn't realize that I thought he had the four.
Remember that ATV that was sitting along the curb without a tire?
Yeah.
For how long? Now it's sitting up next to the car without a wheel.
Is that the one that's on the corner?
No.
That's the...
They're three from the corner.
Third house.
Next to Nash. I don't know if he's on the other side.
I'll have to... No, I don't have that one. And I do know there's two more that I need. I'm going to work on getting letters out this week. One is for on William Street. The back of their house has 6 foot high thistles. And the other one is right kitty cornered over here. If you look underneath their at the backyard, they have a big evergreens. You look under there and it's piled, I would say about 6 feet high and probably as big as this these tables of all the brush and leaf clippings and leaves. And so that's got to go out too.
Dogs in the baseball card.
Yeah.
Oh, the ballpark. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got people complaining that dogs are running, letting them run down at the ballpark to do their duty, and
yeah,
it's just getting.
And what I would encourage is, as soon as like those type nuisances with dogs, because it's almost, well, it's like trying to catch a speeding car, right? If you've got to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
But I really encourage residents or council members to really to let people know that they call it in.
Yep.
I mean, if this is why we pay for a CSO. You know, nuisances, we can do the letters on that. But like when it's dogs running, when it's right as it's happening, I really advise people to call it in at that time. So if a CSO is in the area, we can, you know, catch him in the act.
Sure.
Well, it's getting time to put a little bite into this.
Yeah.
I got no problem with turning it over.
So yeah, we'll have a CSO going out, and we'll probably add a line in there that if these, you know, matters aren't addressed by this date, then it'll be sent over to Carver County for prosecution for violation of city ordinance.
Yeah.
How many days from the time of letter?
Whatever ordinance says, we'll follow ordinance. So that way we can make sure we're...
Yeah.
Public. Yep. So
and I don't think it'll take, you know, too many people being dragged into court before the word gets around that, you know, we're serious about it. And so I think
we
the mayor's right. You know, let's not...
We had that a couple years ago. Someone
let's
got
not lollygag. Let's just do
citation,
it.
Citation, and they weren't happy, but I said, I sent you three letters.
Yeah.
And what happened at the ballpark is the letter was sent out, and lo and behold, a few days later, there was a huge pile of doggy doo at the front gate.
Yeah.
So that if there is someone watching that night.
And that tells you the mentality of the people that you're dealing with.
Exactly.
Maturity. Let's see.
No responsibility.
Okay.
The crosswalk by the bank, has that been done yet? Last time I went by there,
no, and I haven't got an answer from the county on that.
Okay.
On the crosswalk.
I think that should be
put back.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I was up here and talked to Jeremy last week, I guess it was. About this guy that's going to put supposedly these minutes for the council meetings on the website, and Jeremy says he hasn't done it yet.
Oh, I got some info for you.
Okay.
What he would like is there a way it can just be one file?
And no, that they can
be compressed?
Too long.
it's too long.
Can they be compressed in at a different bit rate?
Yes, I could probably do that, but I'm not sure that this program I have
will. The concern we have, by putting the minutes up there, we'd be using up, 3 gigabytes of our space? He was going to look into it, too, to see how much space we had for storage. But the concern was is we'd be just that minutes alone at what they are now would be about 3 gigabytes. Because your files were 240 megabytes for the 1 minute.
Yeah, but see, I've got...
So he's wondering if there's... Well, it's kind of a concern I have, too. It'd be nice if it was one file, or they just click on it, now they got to go to part two, part three.
Well, yeah, and see, the way they do that, usually, there's only 2 parts. That one meeting was the first meeting, or the 3 parts.
The problem I have, too, is, like, when it gets to my turn to do it, it'll probably take me forever to upload that onto the website. It's 250.
Oh, no. I mean, I can upload a whole hour of my show in about 9 minutes. More than my website. The other option is...
How many megabytes is that? Do you know?
I'm thinking 78.
Okay, so that would probably take me a half hour.
And I'm just using a 1.5... Well, it's 500K.
I probably only have one something. I know the upload speed's crap.
But the other thing is, you know, we don't want to incur any additional cost to do this, and so the other option I would suggest is the HamburgMinnesota.com website that I maintain. That is strictly Hamburg stuff, and there's, you know, there's no personal opinions on there, and that might be the other option to put it, make it available there, because then, you know, it can be uploaded in 20 minutes after the council meeting is over with. Right now, we're 3 months behind.
No, let's see once if we can get it there.
Well, he said he'll have it going.
The first?
I think pretty shortly, or he's got it ready to go.
Okay.
It's just he was wondering if he could get it in smaller.
But it's still the time. You know, I can do like maybe an hour and a half with this program. And I have to go into a WAV file, and then I have to shrink it down to, you know, like I can go down to like...
I just wonder if they compress it, you know, by the bit rate, that wouldn't be so...
I can do that, and you lose the fidelity. We don't really care about the fidelity. But I'll work on that.
If you could get that to me, and I'll make sure it gets up.
That's all I got.
Is there a few other changes we made to the website, too? We added building permits on there now, city fee schedule. He's working on adding where I can put resolutions on there. And we discuss a few other things today.
One last thing. When Larry was here earlier, he was talking about the parking problem. Is it appropriate to get some signs put up down there, or get the curb painted, or both, or either, or neither? Or what is the council's feeling on that? He's got an issue. I think it's valid. Brad verified it, so I think we should take some action if it's appropriate.
I still have got no problem with some yellow paint.
And that's cheap.
You know. We don't have to paint them all. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
And a sign or a notice on the door of the apartments if we have to.
I think I have no problem calling Vance, too, and letting them know, hey, this is what's going on. That way he's aware, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise he's going to be calling me and jumping.
That's fine. Hey, go through him. Go through him first.
I think it would be best to go through him first. I feel comfortable.
And that's fine. And Keith said that, Larry said that he already talked to the guy and told him what the concern was, but you know, if that doesn't root you talking to him, you know, if we have a fresh coat of paint there, please come by and see a car parked there.
I have one ticket, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even think you need to write a ticket. I think you just need to have one told. Just tell the guy that if the stuff, if they're in there, if they're in the zone where they're not supposed to be, they're going to be towed. When the guy, somebody has to pay $200 or $300 to get his car out of impound, that'll take care of the problem for everybody.
I think you're going to have a problem, Bob, with the sheriff's department towing a vehicle.
They won't tow them. They'll take it.
They'll take it.
That's there.
And Menard just got that yellow paint on. They got it there at Federal.
Sounds like a good SDS project.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the particular curb where the paint's worn off, but I mean, if you can just barely see it, you know, I guess maybe that's partly our fault.
Common sense is lacking too on the sign.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Park by stop sign.
I still like
it. But if you have a nice fresh coat of yellow paint there, and the police come by and see a car parked up next to the stop sign, they may take some action on their own.
STS.
That's all I have.
We can paint some other ones too.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a nice bright yellow.
You going to Menards this weekend? They break. They got it on sale. Or not on sale, but they got it. I know that.
And you also still have the credit card.
Yep.
Bob?
Scotty Feldman asked me just exactly what the policy is with strays or slash animal control, because I guess there was some stray kittens or cats that were across the street from him, and Katie, whatever the last name is, right across the street, called the sheriff's department, and they pretty much told her, we can't do anything, we're not going to do anything. Are strays, is that kind of animal control not part of our contract with the sheriff's office? Or?
It is. Here's the situation. How big of a bill do you want run up?
He didn't know when I told him I'd just bring it up.
That's the thing, because cats are the problem. What did we have that time? We had some huge bills.
280. More than
that,
like that 600.
That one kitten was to like a few, just maybe a month old.
And here's the problem
with $300.
Like I try to explain to people. You know, because tax money that is being spent is. Pick the cat up, or animal, let's just say animal, pick the animal up, 5 days they hold it, and in them 5 days, they can't find a home or someone doesn't come claim it, put down, and now you got a bill for $600 for one animal, one
city.
Little kitty, $600.
Yeah, city pays for
that. You did that every time, we're talking thousands of dollars, we'd be paying an animal control. Now, you got to weigh the fine line, too. I mean, if it's a real big problem, you got to do something about it, you know. If it's just a
onesie, twosie
thing. Here, there. I don't know. I guess you try to. And I've talked to most other cities. They kind of, I don't know why it is. It's always been kind of the thing where they let cats, whatever, you know what I mean. They'll come and go when they come. And yeah. But, yeah, I guess so that's where we're at. So I guess puts it in your ballpark as a council as to, do you want to have them come every time and pick up.
Because I think we even told CSO, you know, that.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden we were getting some huge
too costly.
Bills.
We couldn't afford it.
That's kind of what I figured. But
and it always ends in.
I told them I'd bring it up. So
90% of the time it ends how you don't want it to end.
Yeah. I don't know why he even said anything. Is his garage cleaned out?
That's kind of, you know, the situation there and what we, you know, it's different if you have a dangerous dog, you know. Or
if somebody bites somebody.
Exactly. Or
disgust
if there's a possible,
like that.
Yeah, liability or concern, then we would most definitely address that ASAP. There's no question about that. But if you've got a little kitty running around.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Chris?
Just, Jeremy, any word back from InSpec?
I don't know, but we're going to find a new contractor. They came last week, and I told them I needed that thing. And I don't know why they can't get me the damn thing. So then I called today because I knew you were going to bring this up.
What are they?
And for the handicap bathroom.
I can't remember. Do you got them plans again? What they asked is on them plans, because I think I submitted to them once before, right? What they needed was something more detailed dimension-wise. And they said they would review it and tell you whether it would work or not.
More detailed?
Yeah, by dimensions as feet inside, outside, where you're going to have your partition. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to put partitions in there, how big the partitions were going to be.
It was just going to be two rooms. Now the dimensions are in there.
So no partitions, though?
Well, that's what
women's are going to have a partition.
Well, that's why we'd have to find out how, you know, like how big of that bathroom has to be, you know, for the wheelchair to have the, you know, for the partition. That's where we need that information from that.
5 foot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's a 5 foot turnaround radius that the rest. You have to.
And if it's bigger than that, that's fine.
And 36-inch door.
Okay, no smaller.
You have to have 36-inch doors.
Yep.
Is there any...
Do you have them plans yet?
Not with me today, but back probably someplace in the house.
Get them back to me, and I'll send them to them.
Plans from the hands.
They might still have them. They probably still have them, right?
They should still have them. We never got them back. But I'll look too tonight when I get home.
Anything else?
No.
Steve?
Just to use a tree dump for Saturday. Is that open this weekend?
Yep.
No. Okay. I'll be there.
He's on top of it.
12 o'clock.
Noon. I like it.
Yep.
Be there or be square.
Yep.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
I read in the paper there's a Hamburg fund.
Yes, I did read that at the Times.
And I didn't know anything about it until I read it. Now, I'm assuming there's some money in it, with $50,000 to be in...
In five years.
So $10,000 a year. So I think it was Chris who asked me if what these funds would be for, or if it's grant money or whatever. You know, if it's strictly city use, individual use. I don't know anything about it.
I know nothing about it. Is it Dave Elling that administrates that?
Well, he's part of the board, and I've actually talked to him, well, not specifically about this fund, but other funds that they've set up. And what it is to be used in the community. So, and basically, what the fund is set up to is anybody from Hamburg that wants to leave money to have projects done in the city of Hamburg can connect with this group and say, I want to add money to the Hamburg fund. And then the funds are supposed to be used in town.
Is there any defined guidelines as to how it can be used or what it can
not
be used
for? Not that I've learned yet. But
Does the word generator sound...
Well, even bathrooms.
That's what I originally had approached him about, is for part of the money for the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And he thought that would most likely be a use for it, because it's a community project that the community would benefit from.
I'm thinking something where everybody could kind of benefit is probably what they probably want those monies used for.
So
we did read that in the paper, too.
Yeah, I showed it to you.
Maybe we should find out a little bit more about it.
I'll do some digging into that.
And
find that article.
I'd just like to thank everybody on the council for National Night Out who worked, and I really didn't do a whole lot that night, but I did shuck a lot of corn. And
yep.
I ate a lot on Tuesday night. It was good.
Yeah.
Everything was good. So appreciate that. I was talking to some township people, and they have their township meetings, and they seem that they can get a police officer from their county or whatever to come to their meetings. Now, we've talked about having a deputy stop in here or whoever once in a while, and I haven't seen anybody in ages.
No,
do we have to
put
a little heat on Mr. Olson? Did we get somebody out here once?
And there's no reason they can't come out quarterly. I don't think they have to come out every meeting unless there's something pressing.
Right. Inform us of something if there is something more. If we've got questions, stop
or
in.
Issues to address. This,
who are they?
Yeah. Or someone new is in the area.
And introduce himself.
And didn't they do that? I know when Bud Olson was here.
A while ago.
They were doing that thing where they had Cologne, Nord, Young America, and Hamburg. They had the same officers.
Yeah.
Is that still operation?
Tri-City Police Department, we still do that.
So we get basically the same people all the time?
Well, they switch officers.
They move around.
But, I mean, it's the same core of people or not?
No, there's new ones coming in now.
In and out. They mix it up.
See, I
guess people don't get too comfortable in one area. So
that's what I thought Bud Olson wanted to do, is he wanted to have the same people in this core area so that they would get to know the residents and the residents would get to know them. Now, has that changed?
Well, you don't see nobody here. I don't think it's changed. They just don't show up.
Well, National Night, all right. There's a new CSO officer, isn't there?
There's a young guy. Bringing new ones in and out.
I mean, it's nice to put a face to somebody.
Yeah, I'll talk to, I think maybe Cheetah's in charge of that.
Toshida?
Yeah, Paul.
I could get a hold of them, too.
I can give him a buzz.
And the next thing is, can we get the minutes sooner than the day before the meeting? I don't have time during the week to really look at them. You know, I know there were some computer reworkings in here.
We did get that sorted out. Took three people, but we did get that ironed out.
So I can understand some delay there. But it was talked about previous, and I don't see any reason why we can't have them in a week from the date or whatever.
I think now it should be a computer. Everything's working good now. So,
you know, I got them yesterday. Well, I don't get home till whatever hours, and I like to go through it that way. I know you referred back to some things tonight here pertaining last meeting. I don't know if you had a copy of the minutes with you or whatever, but or took your notes. But I mean, that's what I need too. I need them sooner.
On my behalf, I would like to say that from our last council meeting, I then left that next day and was gone all week and the following Monday on vacation. When I came back, the computer, one laptop blew.
Like I said, I understand.
And then it took me a half an hour to do one delinquent letter. And now I can do like 18 in a half an hour.
But I mean, I understand last month, but this has been
moving forward
in the past and forward.
And I was sooner. When the computers were working, I you did ask me, and I had been getting them out. And now this last time is because even our BDS program I've had problems with. So, but like Jeremy said, going forward, I should not have a reason why they weren't out.
So, all being said, is there anything else?
Move to adjourn.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wonderful.
Who seconded it? I didn't hear the second.